You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. 20 years ago this week, a commercial bank, Citicorp, and an insurance company, Travelers, came together to create Citigroup. It was the largest merger in the corporate world at the time.
The world was excited. The only thing that didn't happen on day one is someone didn't throw a parade.
That's Mike Mayo, one of Wall Street's best-known bank analysts. He says in some ways, this merger set the stage for the financial crisis 10 years later. Mayo is also known for being, in polite terms, an iconoclast. On earnings calls, he's got a reputation for berating CEOs, and he's done that many times for Citigroup, even, well, making it a big focus of his memoir.
Two of the 10 chapters were about Citigroup in my one and only book, and that's because Citigroup typifies so many abuses in the banking industry over the last half century. And 2 decades ago, this Citigroup merger, that what created Citigroup in its current form, I mean, this was almost touted as the deal of the century.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And you didn't even have legal authority to go through with it. This is the deal that got rid of Glass-Steagall.
That's one of the things that is so fascinating about this. So, you know, for listeners who don't remember this, in order for these two companies to come together, basically a law that was passed in the aftermath of the Depression had to go away. A tremendous amount of political capital was spent here. Can you tell me sort of about the character, sort of Sandy Weill, and what he did?
Well, the law dates back to 1933, the Glass-Steagall Act, which, as you point out, was passed in the aftermath of the Great Depression. And that said that traditional commercial banking with insured deposits needed to be kept separate from the investment banking when you're dealing with the securities markets. So this deal between Citigroup and, at the time, Travelers could only go completely through by getting rid of that law. So Congress hadn't even passed the new law yet, and Sandy Weill, CEO of Travelers, and John Reed, CEO of Citicorp, announced a deal. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, the market value of these companies went up $30 billion on day one. The Citicorp stock went up 25%. But the fact that you announced a deal that couldn't get fully consummated without Congress passing a law, that's either courage, hubris, or just chutzpah.
What do you think we know now about that merger that we should have known?
Well, talk about getting it wrong on day one. Hey, Lizzie, I came prepared.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
All right, what do you have with
Here's some comments at the start. One of the most successful ever, a new epic. No one doubted for a single moment. Certainty. It was the significance of the thing.
You know what are these from?
You know what that's from?
Yeah.
That's from the notes of the Titanic when it first took off. So this was the Titanic of corporate mergers. Everyone was so excited on day one. This was going to be the deal to transform global finance. By the way, 1998, 2 decades ago, when this deal was announced, that was also the year that the movie Titanic won the Academy Award. What was the big line from the movie? I'm king of the world. So you felt as though, you know, the CEO, especially Sandy Weill, was king of the world. But then you see how it played out. Through the course of 20 years since the merger was announced, Citigroup stock is down almost 80%. And that's at a time when the stock market as a whole has doubled.
And they needed quite a large federal bailout in the middle of the financial crisis.
And, you know, certainly a poster child for the financial crisis is Citigroup. And the amount of assistance they needed from the government was staggering.
So thinking about where we are now, what do you think we can learn from kind of this 20-year period? Is it the size that matters, that a bank shouldn't be allowed to be that big, or that it shouldn't be allowed to have that much juice with the federal government? You know, what's the takeaway, do you think?
You know, I'll give you a one-word takeaway on all of this. You're letting me off easy, Lizzie. I thought you were going to say, you know, did Glass-Steagall cause this? Should we bring back Glass-Steagall? And whether you have Glass-Steagall or not, or you're large or small, you know, one root issue in one word is leverage.
Yeah.
If you have too much debt, that's a recipe for disaster.
And now, are we in a safer place?
We are absolutely in a safer place. But one of the lessons from Citigroup and the financial crisis is you can't rely too much on human behavior. Because if there's an incentive to take an action that's going to make a lot of money in the short term, but cause damage to the long term, chances are it's going to happen. And so you need to hardwire safety in the banking industry. And the regulators have done that. So I say bravo, regulators. The regulators have, you know, taken the banking industry, sometimes, you know, crying and screaming, but made the foundation stronger than it's been in a generation.
What do you worry about now?
Look, there's short term, medium term, and long term. So in the long term, the regulatory pendulum, you know, swings back and forth. And right now it looks like the regulatory pendulum is swinging back. And again, I give a shout out to the regulators for making the bank so much safer over the last decade. But is there a chance the regulatory pendulum swings too far back?
Is there?
Not now, but over the next decade, absolutely. We've seen this movie many times before. And, you know, another lesson from Citigroup in the financial crisis is that, you know, if you don't learn from the past, you're prone to repeat your mistakes.
So 20 years out, what do you think are the lessons we should take away from the Citi merger?
Look, Citigroup's merger failed because of model and management. You know, the model, they wanted to be all things to all people. You were bringing together banking and insurance and securities and doing it all around the world. If you try to be all things to all people, you better know where your strategic advantages lie. As it relates to management, it was an odd couple at the top. I mean, you had Sandy Weill from Brooklyn, you know, kind of rough and tumble. And then you had John Reed. While he went to MIT, he was a little bit more, you know, Ivy League-like or prep school-like. At the time, I called it the Noah's Ark of mergers because they brought two of everybody along. And the last thing I'd say, you really need to hardwire safety. You can't rely on human judgment in the banking industry excessively.
Mike Mayo, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more coverage of the mergers, buyouts, bailouts, and more that added up to the crisis 10 years ago, check out our series Divided Decade. It's online at marketplace.org, and on Instagram, we're @MarketplaceAPM. The hashtag is #HowWeChanged.